If you'd permit me, just consider for just a very few minutes, a few verses from this reading. The first one is, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night." Shepherds. That's how the Bible describes these men. There are no names, there are no titles, nothing that stands out about them other than that they were shepherds. They were humble shepherds. These men, I don't believe these men were looking for the Messiah. It had been about 700 years since Isaiah prophesied of the coming Messiah. It had been 400 years since the last prophet was before Israel. But during all that time, God was present. God was doing his will. And it was his will that the great news of the birth of a Savior would come to these humble men. I think this is probably one of the greatest events in human history, and yet it was first observed by these shepherds just going about their daily business. On this night, the angels brought to these shepherds a message of good news. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That's a message that still resounds today. The angels gave directions to the shepherds. "And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The question this morning is, how did the shepherds, to me the question this morning is, how did the shepherds react to this great news and to this direction that they had been given by the angel? They discussed it among themselves. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, and they responded with obedience, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." So they discussed it among themselves. They made a decision, and they proceeded with haste. They shared the good news, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. So they shared the good news with Mary and Joseph, but with all those that were present at that time as well. We all came here this morning desiring to hear the gospel, the good news of the gospel. And I think it becomes us to follow the examples set by these shepherds when God does bless us to hear that gospel. May we humbly receive the message of God's grace. May we cherish it. May we discuss God's blessings among ourselves. May we be obedient to God's word, to the gospel. And may we share the message of Jesus Christ with others as we go about our lives. There's one final example offered in the words I read you. It's offered by Mary. It says, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I think, again, that's an example for us in our response to the gospel, to keep it in our heart and in our mind, to hold it close, to meditate on the things that we hear. Just as the shepherds received a message of good tidings of great joy, we celebrate Christmas as a season of joy. And you can find joy in many places, joy in gathering with family, joy with decorating, joy with giving and receiving of gifts, joy in sharing a meal. But those are temporary joys. But there is a joy that we are given that is not temporary. It's eternal. And to me, that joy is the knowledge of a finished work by our Savior, our living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you bow with me, I will offer prayer. Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity we have to come before you. Thankful for this peaceful hour. We pray that our hearts and minds will be upon you, upon your grace and mercy that you have given unto us all the days of our lives. Father, we're thankful for the good news of that your healing hand has touched those, and we pray that you would continue to be with those who face long illnesses. Give them comfort, be with their caregivers, bless them with your felt presence. Father, we pray for this church. We pray for each one who goes to make up this body. May we all be of one mind and one heart, that being to serve you and to serve you in greater capacity each day. Father, we pray for our country. We pray for those who are in positions of leadership. If it be your will, we pray that you would give us peace all around. Father, we realize there are many things that we have failed to do in your name. We humbly ask for your mercy toward us. Father, go with us now in the furtherance of this day. Bless Brother Marty as he comes before us. Give him a message that would be uplifting or correcting where needed, that we might rejoice in the good news of the gospel, that we might take it and cherish it, be obedient to it, keep it in our hearts and mind, and meditate upon it, that we might be better servants. Father, we pray all these things in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.